Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Craig Fugates, a former FEMA director appointed by Barack Obama, served in that role during Sandy. One-time Florida Director of Emergency Management, including during 2004 when 4 hurricanes came through the Florida corridor. He's now the Chief Emergency Resilience Officer at One Concern, a company that works to help identify risks posed by natural disasters. So you've got a lot of experience, certainly, Mr. Fugate. We've talked many times before. What is it in this storm that you are particularly watching and worrying about?
This storm is something that nobody living in that part of Florida has ever been through. They're, trying to match this up against Hurricane Charley, which was a very powerful but very small storm. Hurricane Irma, which hit there in 2018. But this storm is a Cat 4 hurricane. It is much bigger than those hurricanes. In fact, somebody described you could actually pin the hurricane force winds of Hurricane Charley, and it would be within the eyewall of Hurricane Ian. So this is a much more powerful storm. It's not going to just be a coastal storm. They're looking at record-setting rainfall across the state, hurricane-force winds across the state. We've already seen tornadoes across South Florida the day before. So this is an area that's vulnerable. They've not experienced this, and the amount of damage can be substantial with this powerful of a hurricane.
When you talk about it that way, of course, what we're really talking about is a statewide catastrophe.
Yes, this is, again, I think people kept focusing on the center of the track, first Tampa and then now further south. And hurricanes are not a point on the map. They are big, massive areas of severe weather. Ian is a huge storm, and they are already putting up hurricane watches, now hurricane warnings, up on Florida's northeast coast. So they're expecting the state it to cross the state and produce storm surge all the way up in Jacksonville. But the heaviest, most concentrated damage is going to be just to the right and where the eye wall comes across, and primarily down in the Naples area, Marco Island area, Everglades City, as the storm, as the hurricane moves across the state, widespread prolonged power outages, lots of structural damage, trees down. So this is a statewide impact. And the thing that is the greatest concern is the water. If you go back in hurricanes, what has been the leading cause of death from hurricanes has been drowning. It's not wind, which a lot of people are more focused on. It's the storm surge and the flooding that will take place with these heavy rains.
Well, let's talk about that, because we've got numbers that are just incredible. We're talking about 12 to 18 feet. I've heard 20 feet, the height of a two-story house. Just how... Give us an idea of just how big this is.
Well, Stan, and most people are between 5 and 6.5 feet, and it's like almost double your height. And that's not just still water. That is water that's moving fast. It has waves in it. It has debris in it. When I'm saying debris in this kind of storm surge, I'm talking about vehicles, cars, parts of buildings, trees. And all that's coming in, battering everything in its path. So that's why, the emphasis is giving on evacuation, the storm surge. That now is translating into people need to treat this like a tornado, as the high winds are now occurring, going to interior rooms. You know, Florida, we don't really have basements, so you can't go to the basement, but get to the interior rooms, a safe space in your home. Do not be outdoor. Do not be driving in this. And this is an ongoing event. It's not going to be over quickly, and it's still got across the state, and we are still looking at impacts as it moves out in the Atlantic. And then you're going to start talking about the potential impacts to Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina's coast.
Then there's rain on top of this. And when we're talking about this kind of storm and the storm surge into the state, where's that water going to go?
Well, this is the other thing the Hurricane Center and the Weather Prediction Center, National Weather Service, have been really focused on, is the amount of heavy rain measured in feet. And so this has been a very wet year for a lot of Florida. Much of this area has received in excess of average rainfall, and this water is really going to have nowhere to go but up. So when you start putting a foot or more of rain into Central Florida, there will be places that have never flooded before that will flood in this storm.
And of course, that's why I was talking about this being a statewide, potentially a statewide catastrophic event. One of your accomplishments at FEMA was pre-positioning emergency resources. Have they been doing that in this storm? Can you do it effectively in a storm this big?
Well, they've been moving teams. And again, the focus will be on search and rescue. So earlier this week, well before the storm has gotten this close, FEMA was working to deploy additional search and rescue teams, part of the urban search and rescue system that FEMA operates in conjunction with Governor DeSantis and the state of Florida's Emergency Operations Center. The FEMA regional administrator out of Atlanta, Gracia Check, she's been embedded in the State Emergency Operations Center since the beginning of the week. Her and her teams are working side by side. Kevin Guthrie, who's the state director, and Gracia, they've worked together before. They're in the EOC working now. The big challenge is getting all these teams as close to where the storm will make landfall without putting them in the storm path, because you don't want to lose those teams. And then as the storm begins to move across the state, it's going across major transportation corridors. So that will be the first concern, is getting those roads open back up so the teams can get into the hard-hit areas. And they won't wait for blue skies. They'll start moving as soon as the storm has cleared enough where it's safe to get on the road. But when those teams are moving, this is the other thing everybody's got to understand. If you're not in danger, don't get on the road. Stay where you're at, because there's going to be a lot of crews, everything from search and rescue and law enforcement, National Guard, utility companies, all trying to get in these areas to go to work. And the last thing they need is other people on that road, because it's going to be congested as it is just with the emergency response.
I know one of the big problems in talking to you and in talking to emergency management directors across the country, one of the big issues, the big problem, is getting people to leave. And there are going to be people, there are people that we've heard of who have decided that they're going to ride out this storm. How do you get through to those people? Because at this point in Florida, they're there. They're stuck.
Yeah, there's not much that can be done now. They just need to, you know, get as high as they can and hope they can that they are able to survive the storm. And this is part of the reason why we put such emphasis on getting the search and rescue teams that have water rescue capabilities in these areas. And it's a variety of agencies, everything from Florida's Fish and Wildlife Commission, which has helicopters and boats to get to some of the barrier islands. The urban search and rescue teams, both in Florida and at the federal level, we were equipping them with boats and other capabilities back when I was at FEMA to deal with these very things. So they'll be making those searches. The problem right now is if people are calling 911, particularly places like Naples, Lee County, where the storm's coming ashore, Charlotte County, none of those responders are able to go out in the middle of the storm. So they'll have to log those calls, tell people to do what they can, and they'll try to get out as quickly as possible. But I think, again, people, they go by their paths and going, well, I went through this storm, I went through that storm. And I think that's why there was so much emphasis from the Hurricane Center this will be an event you've never been through before. You've got to move to higher ground.
And, of course, then projecting a little bit ahead, if we can, how do you prepare people for the weeks, months, maybe years that this is going to take to rebuild from a storm like this?
Well, you kind of have to break this into manageable chunks. Mm-hmm. The first thing is get people to try to take action to protect themselves. The second thing will be the big focus on getting back in quickly to do search and rescues, and then we'll get a better sense of damages. You know, trying to get power back on, because, again, for a lot of the areas, you can get power back on. That's like the 90% solution, and that allows you to focus on the hard-hit areas. But as we've seen with other hurricanes, recently in Florida, Hurricane Michael in 2018, when it hit the Florida Gulf Coast, it changes those communities. This is a life-changing event. They did not go back to the way it was. It will be different. And so that process of uncovering the damage, looking at what needs to be done, and hopefully applying the lessons learned to build back, not just the way it was, but build it back for these types of storms. And, again, this is a record-setting storm. Has never occurred in South Florida, Southwest Florida like this. And, you know, so there'll be a lot of questions that will have to be answered on how and where we rebuild, and how did the building codes do? Where were the areas that were greatest impact, or the things we need to do differently? So there'll be a lot of that, and it won't be quick. I remind people, Hurricane Katrina recovery, I was at FEMA 10 years after that hurricane hit, and we were still approving projects for rebuilding from Hurricane Katrina.
In a way, you begged a question that we've been talking about here, is this is one of those storms that's so big that it may redesign the coast of Florida. You talked about redesigning building codes, but it may literally redesign the geographic nature of Florida, can't it? Moving islands?
Well, we'll see. I mean, the barrier islands, we've seen this before where barrier islands have been cut or eroded. You know, we'll see what it does with the bays and the rivers. But this area is relatively shallow, so there's not much the water can do but go up and over. And so they'll have a better idea. And there'll be a lot of organizations, everybody from the Coast Guard looking at navigation to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, looking at the coastal impacts. And, again, all this will have to be factored into decisions that will have to be made about where to prioritize and how to rebuild after the storm.
Mr. Fugate, thank you so much for your time. It's really been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.